给你做去。
我也没问题。
OK。All right. First of all, thank you for participating in this project. We're sure that this project is going to benefit both the community now and also in the future for future generations to come. The goal is to produce a detailed and comprehensive narrative of your story. So feel free to speak as long as you need to, give a complete answer. Don't worry about time. We're not rushing at all. Now that you have signed a consent form, if at any point during the interview you feel like you don't want us to include certain information, that's perfectly fine. Okay, so you just let me know about that. Okay, I guess we can begin. Can you say your name for the record?
What about your name?
Your name?
My name is Yabu.
What's your
name? Okay. Would you mind telling me your year of birth?
My year of birth is the 1971st.
Oh, what is it? The 1971st.
Okay. And what was the last grade of school that you completed?
That's a
grade of school.
Third grade.
It's a further than there. The better it is, and everything that goes to get you and don't be dreamed, what God has made in hand.
Okay. And what was your profession or job?
Well, my profession is cooking a body. Yes, that is a babysitter. And taking care of family and things like that. What was it called?
Yeah.
Right, baby sitter. A lot of boys went down to the Indiana, my sister came and took care of them.
Okay. What city and state in Panama do you live in?
The most desperate party.
I'm going to go to Panama.
Panama. Pudong.
Yeah, Panama is good for
my neighborhood.
And the name of your neighborhood?
What?
I know.
Why is mommy?
Diga!
Can you tell us about your place of birth and what was going on there when you were growing up?
Okay. That was funny. My place of birth was
when you were a little bit older. What memories do you remember?
Oh boy, so much things.
What were your fondest memories? The most, the ones that are always in your mind?
I like friends. I had friends, and there we go. Friends. School days. Friends, and after school day, growing up as a young one, I had a lot of friends. Mm-hmm. And we lived good.
Did your friends live near you? Get
married now.
Did your friends live near you?
Yeah,
in the same
or
Carazo,
just one neighborhood.
Okay. And What were their families like? Your friend's family?
They know they were nice people. Mm-hmm. Yeah, were looking for me.
I wasn't around that time.
I remember them again. Yeah, no, they were nice. They were happy. Bring them to me.
In those days, friends gave us back. Children were scolded and given a sign. They walk straight in your neighbor. Not like now.
Do you still keep in touch with some of those friends?
Yes. Most of those friends gone out. Some in the United States, some far away. Just in the United States. Some far away.
And before they passed away, did you get together every now and then, or?
Well, yes, I feel we used to get together in our own way. Mm-hmm. After the body married those, and the parents left them trouble, and they left them trouble. Otherwise, that's the radio imam, or you could call it, put it together.
Everybody just saw them like before, right?
Yes, everybody just put on different friends, different friends. But change.
And what kind of things did you do when you got together with your friends?
We did a lot of things.
Anything you
want to
share?
We dance, we have good time together, we run here together, we take train, we go here, we take bus, we go here, we do a lot of things. We dance plenty. Now we got dance and party, we go to church, the majority of us had to go to church. Okay, when we go out of our Sunday, every one of us has to stay in the Sunday school and get to church. After the body gets out of their own way, we took the whole world in our hands.
Like the song, huh?
The whole world in our hands, boy. But we got along good. I like to be here today, the event is all together. Friends, we were friends for years. Friends. Friends for years.
So tell me a little bit about your parents and grandparents. What were they like? Where did they come from? How did they get to Panama if they were from...
My grandparents was Barbadian. They never come to Panama. They never come to Panama. But Barbados people, they never come to Panama. But, yeah.
You want to put your feet up?
Yes. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Yes, and they were to Panama. Most of them.
Why put the hat up a bit closer to your knee?
Yes.
Stay too far.
Okay.
The both of them should be really up.
Should be under here.
Up.
Okay. Thank you.
And the other one?
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah. Exactly. Okay. I swelled it.
Okay. You comfortable?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yes.
So your parents were from Barbados?
Barbados. Mother and father from Barbados. I had sisters, but I don't know them. I know one had a privilege of going to Barbados on a ship. And I met one of two of them.
Okay.
And they were taken when my grandfather was buried by the cornerstone where the name and others was on it. I had the privilege of seeing that. Which was a really sad prophet anyway.
Mm-hmm.
He was a minister of the gospel.
Okay.
He was a minister of the gospel. His name was Federation Boyne. So I get a children and grandchildren follow his footsteps. create most of my grandchildren and my grandfather's footsteps, most of them. He was a wonderful man. And they gave him the name Federation Boeing. Great man. Islands of Barbados.
How was it that if your parents never came to Panama, but you did?
Yes, my parents came to Panama.
She was very
right born in Panama.
They came over for the canal
construction. Yes, construction. I was born in Panama.
Her sisters were left behind with their aunt and then they came over here. My grandmother came over to meet my grandfather.
Yes.
They were already married. And then the two first girls over there. That's why she didn't know them until we got here.
And so she went back to visit.
Yes, ma'am.
And did you know anything about your parents and your grandparents' friends?
I had an uncle, Thomas, and I had a cousin. The only two that I can remember. Those two were in Panama anyway. So I knew them by that.
Did your parents or grandparents have people come over the house for any family gatherings or friends?
Yeah, I did something. That I really don't know. But if they do that, me, I will, you know, very small. Because they were in a place called Barbados. You know, and I didn't born in Barbados. I born in Panama.
To what hour? Sunday. Oh, by Latina. Your friends are going to do what? In La Iglesia.
They just tell you that.
Ah, por eso tiene esa gorra tan bonita. When she puts something like that, you know what to say.
Yes.
Do you remember what they ate, like the food that they ate or what they drank?
Well,
food,
I had a cousin by the name of Steve. My mother named him Steve. He used to drink. But I don't remember my uncle drinking. He used to.
She wants to know what kind of food they used to cook. What kind of food you ordered for the ball?
Yeah, man, you got rice and peas.
Kind of fish and cuckoo and fish.
Yes, it's a soup. Yes, man. Gunga pea soup.
And gunga pea soup.
We had a drink used to call sorry. And then when you eat ginger beer.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Like gunga pea and rice and coconut is good.
What's that a piece of?
Huh?
What's that a piece of time?
Yes.
West Indian.
Oh, quick chicken, man. Chicken and turkey and.
Fried chicken
and turkey.
No, turkey was for the Christmas dinner. Man.
Christmas dinner, yes, Christmas dinner.
Fried fish and cuckoo.
Yes.
And Good Friday, chips and rice combination, coconut milk,
yes.
Fried plantain, tomato and lettuce salad. All those
good
things. Friday
is a more fish.
Love to eat sometimes.
Yes.
In those days when conditions were there was 10 cents a pound, not $4.
Imagine.
There goes 5 cents and 3 cents a loaf.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Well, Jacob, I used to sell bread in the sweet bread in the basket.
Yes.
Mr. Winter.
Yes.
What's Mr. Winter's name, Mr. Winter was the one who used to come around crediting the hat something.
Yes, Mr. Winter used to say half cent.
So what is Jacob Banner used to say with the bread and the bowl?
Harper.
Mr. Harper.
Harper. You buy the bread, you buy what?
That's how they used to say.
Yeah. You buy something to get more, but you buy bread, you got to come back. Buying a bag, you buy a little. Can't remember the time.
I happy, eat a carrot of everything. We're talking a good wife.
Yes, good wife. You can't use a colonial basket, you can't tap the head, you know. You braid all the basket over the arm and the hand. Big basket with a shot of bread, coconut bread.
Coconut bread,
turnover bread. Shot of bread. Coconut. Mm-hmm. Chip, chip. And so Mary going to school with bread and began to eat this.
I didn't quite know
what you said. And he died in the bed. Died in the bed. Come over, boy. Can't get a child biting. And the thing that we really love when we was young is coconut. In the shell.
Oh, okay.
The cat is going to eat it right out the shell.
So what was school like for you? What do you remember about school, your teachers?
That's a nice thing.
Remember any teachers?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, the teachers.
And know their names?
I went to something party. Last time that I went to the state, this teacher here wrote that I could go under all of them. You know when I came here for, they changed the name, you know.
Are you talking about Phillips?
Yeah.
Phillips?
Yeah.
Well, you, I think,
are Phillips? Yeah, I think so. When I went to we call it Colonna, that place you call them. We went to the UCD, what is it called again? Not Christopher, they had a name. It's a call and no, so they were seeing them teachers used to place there. Most of them name was seen.
Tour?
Yes.
And Silver City?
Yes. Most of the name was changed.
You know, in those days, the people who came from the West India, most of them, not all, they were like now. Like my grandmother, and she never turned over there. When she came here, they had to use one set of. Well, even my father had a name problem. His aunt brought him here, he was a Jamaican. And when he was three, my father, her father, and he asked,
why?
His aunt brought him back. She can open the gate up there in a minute.
Oh, they can open the door?
Yes, she can write it.
Why? Well, oh my God.
Yes, and when his aunt came to marry her husband, her sister sent him with her to Panama. Thinking they would have a better life. He would get them to drink and what they were having with him. But then he started to go to the canal school in Paris after he married me. But when we had a change of government one year, they decided that their children should all come who were from the Western Empire and should bring to their sons the food where they were from. But he, that was a Muslim. You remember it? He didn't want them to take Panamanian nationality. because they're supposed to get back to West Indies,
yes,
where they were born.
Yes.
But then, who was in charge? And he said, they would take them back, and he would have to pay for each one of them back. So he had to cut that day out of his
So they had their name Shane, because,
you know,
they are your name coming because
right?
Yes.
Right.
And so they use that name right there now. And I'll forget that the scene. He changed up the word, you see. They had to get the right name. If he could do this.
Yes, I was just having that with him.
Yes.
So what music did you grow up listening to? Or what were your favorite songs?
I grew up in the jazz band. Jazz band. I like the Western men. I like nice songs, you know. I like the ones that when they're having a dance, very different. Jazz band.
What was the guy that was in again now? It's Susie Q, wasn't it? And I used to repeat it to my godmother. My godmother, she used to love that. She knew all the dance, but all the dance names. Dance music names. Charleston.
Charleston, yes.
Dance with Charleston.
Charleston.
Because of the Charleston, I love it. Yeah.
Charleston. La 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 la. Charleston. 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 Charleston.
So what music do you listen to now?
No, that's Spanish music. You have the English music again?
The only English you listen to really is the scripture.
Is that?
Religious music. Gospel music and
I've tried the Spanish sound, no.
Well, you still have to take English music when you go to church, when most of the churches now are bilingual. But the youth are all blind and there's no local talk. So what do the old scriptures and the old gospel talk? They translate it. Well, they still say it, but in Spanish.
Are there any musicians that you particularly like, your favorite musicians, or?
Mama.
Yeah?
The bandita is me. I wanted to say, I think we talk about was Payne.
For you?
Payne. Payne, he had a band, he had an orchestra.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember him, he was a dog. I'll come out of the road so long that I forget the very name.
Alright, we have another question about food. What are your favorite foods and how did you come to like them?
What's our food?
Food. Things that you still eat today.
I do like yoga dumpling. Coffee shell rice. Oh, I really love gogo pizza with coffee shell rice. Lime and beans. Ooh.
Big feet. Big tail and a
big tail in them, boy. That's a nice food in fact now. Oh, no, the codfish used to be 10 cents a pound. Right? It's a much
smaller. $4.
$4 a pound. $4 a pound. Everything gone down the drain, boy.
So what are some of the famous sayings that you remember, West Indian sayings, things that your parents or grandparents used to say all the time?
The Remember, Mama?
Oh, yes.
Some of the things that they used to say.
I can't remember it right now.
Yeah.
Can't really remember it. I can't remember it at all. They had a lot of praise too. I can't. None of them would even pass by me. Charleston, Edison, Eden, Charleston, Charleston, Eden, Charleston, Charleston. Losing me completely.
Have you ever heard of Louis Bennett? The Mighty Sparrow?
A what?
Have you ever heard of Louis Bennett?
Yes.
The Mighty Sparrow?
I think I heard it with this, something about Louis Bennett or two. But I don't remember it at all. Louis Bennett, yes.
Did you ever see them perform or?
On the TV.
On the TV. And what do you remember about those performances? Anything?
Who was at the time? Yeah, that's a good performer, yes. Mm-hmm. Well, we should use a positive performer to the same and do the same thing.
And what do you think about today's music, reggaeton?
I don't know what to think about it. I really don't.
Yeah.
Most of them are Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them are Spanish. And if you don't hear those the songs, sing again, so we really don't remember them.
Mm-hmm.
But we have some kids. Sometimes when they play them, we remember them. Those old time songs.
Born in the West, you know, raised in the West in comparison to those who come and raised in Panama.
They don't make any difference for me. No.
The style of living, well, anyway, she was not born in the West because she was born here.
For her parents and grandparents, like some of those traditions probably fell down on her own.
She didn't have much time with them.
Well, when somebody says West Indian or West Indian descendant or West Indian Panamanian, they're pretty much talking about the black community here in Panama. What does that mean to you when somebody says that? How do you identify culturally with that?
It means I'm feeling like a different body.
Yes, sir. You answer thoroughly. You tell her what you mean. You don't really register with it.
Yes. sugar, they don't buy you a child from me. Everybody wants to speak Spanish then. Spanish. Everybody wants to speak Spanish.
Did you ever notice anything different at all between that community and the native Panamanian? Or that didn't really register?
In our days, what really registered was the black. And why it was really gold and silver.
You said that you were married twice. How did you meet your husband?
How did I meet my husband? He and his Alicia is always so a kind of mentor. His Alicia is. Well, then it's here to you know?
On the canal zone.
Yes, and we always used to mix together and things like that.
Uh-huh.
So, I knew I'd be coming home and he'd be coming home.
Uh-huh.
That's how it went. But we might, but we didn't stay very long.
And your second husband?
He died.
How did you meet him?
I met him as a camper. Who was that? No, Francis, I met him. Met him as a friend. He was very good to us, very good to us. I think at the time I had my first daughter. Very good person, very good. She said she can't tell you about her. Very good person. Very good person. He really loved her. I said, really? I was just about to show her clothes and give her what she did. I was really there. I used to look at her. I said, you don't want to show her clothes. The campus. He loved the child of her. The father.
And were either of your husbands West Indian?
Yeah.
Both of them were.
Joe was a Jamaican, right?
Yeah.
And he was both of them a Jamaican.
Okay.
He was born to Panama when he was 3 years old.
Yes.
Also for the canal?
No. The family came for the canal.
And how did your families get along?
Very good. Very good. But the wife and husband didn't get around. Children and them got along fine, they had no complaint. Why they like those shoes that were worn? They burned too much. I just had to kick it off. Some young woman kill themselves, all them kind of things. I don't think I could be bothered with that. Not to live. Hey! Because you have to live, not to live.
So tell me your daughter already. Do you have other children as well?
Yes, I have another daughter. Woo! She's good for herself. She's a minister now, too.
Okay.
Yes, she's a minister.
And what was their childhood like?
Well, you know, children, but after time they come to the experience and they change, you know. Why they young and youthful and they don't mind. But I can't turn up myself because when I'm young and youthful, I get around to myself. You know, after you get to a certain age, you just get it down. She's a minister now in gospel. She's a daughter. She's a missionary leader. It's one here.
She is an evangelist.
Evangelist. How about you? You're a missionary leader, don't you? Yeah. Missionary? Yeah, missionary. You're one of the leaders in the missionary?
Yeah.
Okay. And you're one of the evangelists in the Baptist Church. So that's the way it goes. And they're still pouring on and pressing forward. Thank God for that.
Going each in a different direction. She goes back to the Nama Foundation.
Okay.
We both, you know, she's a parent. And she works all the time. I'm going to go with her one morning, and I go with mine.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to church, whichever church was closest to where we were living.
And how do you identify yourself? I mean, do you feel I'm West Indian? I'm West Indian descent?
Well, I don't pay much attention to it because I don't really have to. I don't have no restrictions at all. Nationality.
Have you ever spoken with them or mentioned anything about the languages, about
trying to learn English?
Well, that meant to the children at time to time, they coming along teaching it. You'd be surprised. Now, kids is different to us in them, Mr. McLean. I tell you, you tell me, and then the issue is speaking French, you're speaking English. Just that one, those things. Well, I also, because they're done here, they speak English. And they speak Spanish.
They don't speak much
English every time. We don't, but when I meet them, it's between the sun and the church, they chat like a fire. And they feel friendly. Talk and laugh.
What do you think about your community? Who do you consider to be your community?
Well, I guess to me, there are things. Some people in the community are very friendly and kind, and some are very miserable. Some can't stand each other. Things like that, you know. But we have a good community in this community here where we live. Mm-hmm. We have some good neighbors. Even though that speak Spanish.
Mm-hmm. And are there other groups of people, for instance in the church or other places, that don't live right here that you also consider to be your community?
Oh, yeah. We meet in the market, we laugh, we chat, like that. The society, we meet, we laugh, we chat. No, I don't, these people don't know where I have. They live together.
What
specific message do you want to communicate to the younger people of our community? Meaning current generation and future generation. One of the little messages that I like to make, children. Well, God so loved this world. And He gave His only begotten Son. Whosoever believes in Him shall not but have everlasting life. You shall have life long, able to live, keep it in what you call it?
Uh-huh.
Yes, one with another, and things like that.
Steve, I know the time is hot, so if you feel for something, so don't be afraid of any trouble.
Yes, you know. And sometimes I go really to say it here. We are Spanish or English. Then begin after time and try to speak English. You know, and the Spanish try to speak down. The English try to speak down and then mix. And they get to know each other and they find them speaking English and they just speak in Spanish. So they, you know. They are forcing them back, but the majority of children grew up in this city was Spanish, right? And English, and they get along. Up to young people, some of them stay friends with each other. Mm-hmm. When I'm saying, ready to play ball together, the Spanish and English boys and the girls and boys, they get played together.
All we have in there is a lot of mixed marriages.
Yes.
Kind of Armenian boys and the English Armenian boys, mostly with the Spanish girls. We have no choice to come on to the religious side, mm-hmm. because we have denominations all right here. Mm-hmm. We have Jehovah's Witness, we have Catholic, mm-hmm. we have Episcopal, we have Salvationist, we have Baptist, and we have some of the best versions.
Mm-hmm. And everybody, how can I share?
We have no multiple church at all. Invite them on a special occasion, maybe once in a while, so, but not regularly.
Mm-hmm. And what message would you give to the older people of the community?
They're so long, I lived together for years, so I won't come back from it. Looking to the God, to the donkey, to the hill, and then they come in. I said, therefore you come and we chat, and I chat to you, we have jokes over each other, something like that. That's true, and that's the worst of it. If you don't pay them much money, you get along better. All them things they don't know, living in the book, some of them learn to live with what's in it. And they still learn to live with them. And so they become good friends.
We had a lot of prejudice in the early years.
Yeah.
Plenty of prejudice in the schools. Some of the shopping areas. But most of that is absolutely fine.
Population,
and all of you, what message
would you like to convey?
One day, we have a nosotros somos hermanos en Cristo. Somos hermanos en Cristo. No importa lo que pasa, somos hermanos en Cristo. Tú no quieres Cristo, si bueno, somos hermanos en Cristo. You that know better tries to do better. You don't try to encourage them with a foo-foo thing. You know, we try to tell them, oh, God loves them, we are all this and that. Some of them that day, some of them, I don't know what the good books are. But to me, today they're coming to all this man and tell them, I have more peace in Spanish than they don't have in English. So some of them, a lot of them is coming together, coming. In my mother days coming up, we used to have Spanish and English, and they live like family. You know? We live in Spanish and English like family. But today, the young one, I don't know what happened to them, but yet there's certain group that lives together. Now we have some young people here, and our young people here, they live good. Even the group, they never pass each other. You know, most of the young people, they don't pass each other. Pass each other. Yeah, yeah. That's the way life is. Oh, it will never be the same. No, it cannot be the same. But I want to tell you something. It's a great change now in their lives. Since they accept the Lord Jesus Christ as the person that the most kind of know. Accept Jesus as their personal and guiding Savior and walk with Him. Change. There are a lot of changes now. Through there are different missionaries, come to Panama and preaches, and a lot of them. Christ Johnny said, the Israel Giants by Jesus, there are a lot of, you know, more unity with them, especially we have a man in Panama by everybody else, my pastor.
Edwin?
Yes. Ooh, church, back in Spanish. I don't think you ever hear it since you come here.
She's living here now.
Huh?
You're living here? Me? She's living here now.
Oh, but you know about it, though.
That's right.
Not that Spanish now in the church.
So the very last question is just if you have any include that we haven't talked about?
There's so much things that I don't know what to do with my cat. One thing we have to do, a lot of praying now. For our little children that is getting into some terrible disaster that nowadays the children never get into no disaster. You think this boy, this girl had to have a gun. My dear, they never did that. And my judge, we just have to get the people, we really have to pray, put them down before God, ask God to do work for us. Look at the boy that is in the church today. You know what they mean about that? Today, look at this boy, look at him, a gun. Why do you think so? The same authority of the Republic of Panama. I'm gone. My dear children, if I could go on, I know. I want to be a very fair junior. That's the main thing. Well, you know, I'm taking too much of this school. My dear, where are you?
You got it?
Yeah, I got it. I don't need to look at my nails and long legs, I don't know why.
Don't worry.
That's one. Number two, no.
Ready?
Yeah.
I know it's
just
heat.
Yes.
It swells.
Yes.
That happens to me also.
Yes?
Yeah.
It's really bad. Damn, it hurt me tonight so much. Mm-hmm. I don't know what you're doing, are you beautiful?
Yeah, sometimes when I wake up in the morning, when I get out of bed, it's hard to walk a little bit. Well, if it's too hot at night.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it.
No, I'm just going to let them try so I don't come back.
Run away.